B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's Joe Murray, Dan Lifschitz. We are the Bankroll Boys. But I think it should be spelled B-O-Y dollar sign. How about that?
Interesting.
I think that's the way we should go forward, Dan. How you feel about that, Tucker?
I prefer B-O-Y-S.
Yes, but like we can't have that.
Why?
Because of copyright infringement, I believe.
You can't. The word boys is copyrighted?
Yeah, I believe, yes.
Just boys.
I would like dollar sign.
All right.
And I think it would similar to the shirt Dan Lifschitz, the unofficial Bankroll Boys t-shirt. That I'm wearing today, that I wore yesterday, too. I mean, you know, quick turnaround from the night before, you know what I mean? Dan, we have stuff to bet on today.
I mean, not a ton, but we're getting there. We're starting to progress more. We got, what, German soccer this morning?
The Bundesliga!
We got South Korean baseball is going.
How about yesterday? Did you see a pitcher? Didn't even make it out of the first inning. Not even an out.
I mean, dude, there's a lot of run scoring in the KBO, a lot of it.
So. I don't know. There's a big golf event this weekend called
Tomorrow.
The Match. We have plenty of odds on that one. And there's some interesting news out of the NHL today. Some interesting news in the NBA. Maybe some not interesting news regarding Major League Baseball. And, of course, what we've been doing every week is highlighting some division in football. What do we got today, Dan?
AFC West. AFC West, yep.
All right. So we'll have all that on the show today. And, of course, the phone number here is, because this is a live show, a live sports betting show. I believe the only live sports betting show in all of New England. The phone number is 617-779-0985. We're on Twitter, at over under 985. We're back. There was a little brief hiatus there, but we are back. So, fellas.
No. Stop now. No. Let's not do that this morning.
All right, bros. The National Hockey League and the Players Association have approved a 24-team conference-based playoff format. This, of course, for a potential restart of the season. And the top four teams in each conference will receive a first-round bye in the other teams. So there'll actually be four additional teams that will make it. Thoughts on this, Dan? Because I thought what we've discussed over the last couple of weeks was the NBA was the most transparent. The NHL at times was, all right, well, what about the ice situations? And obviously no one's going to make money here. Maybe they'll save the season a little bit, but
they'll save the TV money, I think, the main part of it.
But for the most part, though, no fans in stands. They're going to continue. We know that the NBA has gone through a ton of safety measures. I don't know yet what the Hockey League is doing. And according to Bob McKenzie yesterday, there were some heated arguments here. But they got it done. And we remember that poll from 2 weeks ago from The Athletic. 12% of the players did not want to come back. And the other 66% wanted to go straight to playoffs.
Which I think is the right ultimate decision for the NHL.
Agree. I think what they're doing here is right. It's right. Where the NBA is trying to finish the regular season and then go into the playoff format. So that's a difference on the two sides here. We should pull up the NHL odds just to see exactly maybe where they're at after all this is said and done. But I guess I'll get your opinion on it, Dan. NHL is probably going to be back. Top four teams get a bye. Some additional teams will make the playoffs that shouldn't have. Do you have a problem with that?
I mean, it's not ideal, to be honest with you. And again, I think it's definitely not ideal for the Bruins if you're a Boston fan. But at this point, the fact that they're able to get something done and most of the league is agreeing, you know, I'm okay with it. Again, is it perfect? No. Are there going to be asterisks on the 2020 season for, I think, every major sport that we have, except maybe the NFL? And even then, yes, I think there will be. But we're getting it. We're getting the NHL back, which, again, I know that, you know, some people are happier than others about, but we're getting the NHL back. It's not the exact format that everyone will like. The fans obviously won't be there, but I'm not going to complain about it. I'm okay with it. You know, you're going to get some, you know, interesting matchups through it, and we'll see what happens. I'm not going to complain about it, Joe. I'm okay with it.
All right, let me just bring this down here for a second. If we look at the Eastern Conference, the Bruins are obviously the top seed. So the Bruins, Lightning, Capitals, Flyers will get a bye. The final four teams, Columbus, Florida Panthers, New York Rangers, and Montreal Canadiens.
Yep.
Does that sit well, all right, with you?
I mean, again, as I said, it's not ideal. It's not perfect. Is it scary if you're a Bruins fan that you could end up facing Montreal? Of course. Am I okay with it? Yep. I'm not going to complain about it. I get it. You got it. You have to be able to make up some sort, you know, some of your regular season revenue somewhere. And if adding on some extra playoff games is going to help you do that and recover, but still keep the players happy by going directly into the playoffs, then you've achieved exactly what you've wanted. And it, again, it's not going to suit everyone. Some people are going to be upset about it. Some people are going to hate it. But the fact is that it suits and it fits what the narrative that they need to do. Okay, they need to make up some revenue. You know, they, you know, get to have some teams who are potentially competing for a playoff spot, not get, you know, screwed out of their playoff spot. And, you know, it is what it is.
The St. Louis Blues, Avalanche, Golden Knights, and Dallas Stars get a bye. And then the final 12 teams, final four teams, excuse me, Winnipeg, Minnesota, Arizona, and the Blackhawks. Vomit!
Yeah, it's gross.
Woof!
It's gross.
Somehow the Blackhawks get into a playoff scenario.
I mean, look out.
Yeah,
maybe.
Right?
That's a team that would love to play a spoiler, right?
And look who's out. Buffalo, the Devils, Ducks, Kings, Sharks, Senators, Red Wings.
I think we had unders on over half those teams this year. Just saying.
So there'll be a bracket. We didn't get a bracket in the NBA in college basketball this year, so maybe we'll get one here.
By the way, this also goes along with that. NHL point totals are null and void at books.
Oh, that stinks.
Heads up. Yep. So we actually were doing very well.
I had Toronto, and that was bad.
So we had Toronto over,
yeah,
and Blue Jackets under, and I think those two were bad. But we had Red Wings under, which was an easy winner, the Ducks under, which is an easy winner, the Flyers over, which is an easy winner. I think the Panthers were going to be close. I can't remember what else we had, but we were doing very well in the NHL last time I looked. So unfortunately, all those are null and void.
So just to kind of give you a few ideas, and maybe we can handicap it off the top without even looking. Pittsburgh in a 5-game series versus Montreal, definitely favored Penguins.
I mean, yeah, the Penguins will be favored, but the Penguins are no longer a team that, you know, strikes the fear of God into you, and you know, when you get to go and face them, they're not the Pittsburgh Steelers of, you know, 2011, or sorry, the Pittsburgh Penguins of 2011. They're, you know, they're just not the same. It does, you know, Sidney Crosby and Malkin are not the same guys.
They're,
and therefore,
they're a beatable team, and nobody fears them.
Yeah, and I would not be shocked if Montreal beat them.
Okay,
would not be shocked.
Carolina Hurricanes, New York Rangers. That's for the taking for the Rangers if they want. I do know Carolina's improved, and they'll be favored probably, but yes, the Rangers could win that series. Islanders, Panthers. Oof. I mean, granted, the Islanders have faded. They faded big time.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is all just going in blind. I would take the Panthers there. They're probably healthier now. The thing with the Panthers is when they are healthy, they're one of the most dominant teams in the East, okay? They need to be healthy. Barkov needs to be healthy. All those guys are healthy. They've gotten a huge break. Their bodies are probably healed. I would give it to the Panthers. At least, you know, I would take favor of them.
And then Columbus and Toronto Maple Leafs. I think it'd be a good series.
That's the best series in the East.
Yeah.
That is the best series in the East. Columbus had a fantastic year. Toronto, extremely disappointing, but extremely talented at the same time. That's going to be a tough one, Joe. I mean, I don't – I don't think that's one that you really want to handicap off the, you know, off the top. I would stay away from that one.
Yeah, and then just look in the Western Conference quickly. Oilers, Blackhawks could be anybody's game there. Edmonton obviously improved this year.
Doesn't look exciting.
Nashville's not excited to be back, but they're playing Arizona, so they should win that. But they're again,
Arizona's still a good young team. I'd be careful on that.
And then Vancouver, Minnesota, yikes. And then Calgary, Winnipeg, maybe something there.
So that'll be interesting. Yeah. I mean, at least you're getting some Canadian teams in the playoffs, which is going to be really good for revenue.
Right. That's a good point. You
know, Toronto, Calgary, Edmonton,
Winnipeg,
Vancouver. Yeah. So, I mean, you have, I think, almost all the Canadian teams, with the exception of Ottawa, in the playoffs. Mm. So that is a good thing if you're the NHL.
I wonder if that was a push. And listen, I've already read that, like, John Carlos, like, some guys aren't happy with all the teams.
Of course they're not.
To your point, I think they did try to sneak. Right there, they just snuck in a couple of teams from Canada right there.
Again, you got to make up the revenue somewhere, right? And if this is a way that you're going to appease, you know, everyone's going to have to settle for a few things. They're not going to get everything they want. And you can make up some revenue by getting some Canadian teams, some larger market teams in there. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Real quick. Matchups, if these teams for advantage. Bruins will play the winner of the Maple Leafs Blue Jackets. Do you have a fear if Toronto moves on?
Hell yeah.
Me too.
Hell yeah. Dude, I have a fear of both these teams.
I took Toronto to win the East.
I don't want to touch either of those teams. Neither of them. Neither of those teams. Columbus was fantastic.
Now, do you think Bruins are getting screwed in any way? Like, all right, I shouldn't say screwed. Do you think they get an unfair advantage based off of the situation? And I'm going to say no.
No, I think it's worse. I think the first two games that the Bruins come out, they're going to be slow. I think it's going to take them a couple games to get back.
Toronto's a fast team.
Dude, this is not – getting a bye, in my opinion, is not an advantage right now. It is when you play an entire season and you haven't had a 6 or 7 week break.
The only thing I can tell you is this is an experience. Maybe you pull – I don't know. You have the odds in front of you. The Bruins are experienced. They play better when they actually are healed. They're going to be without Kevin Miller, but they've missed him all year long. Everyone else is going to be in there. Where's Tuukka's head? Like, there's a lot of
there's a lot of storylines to talk about the Bruins.
I'll tell you this much. There's two things I'm looking at here. We'll save the odds for the other side. Two things I'm looking at here when it comes to the Bruins. One, there's no excuse. Like Dan says, they got a bye and it's not their best seating, but like, you were the best team in hockey with the best record.
They got screwed on the seeding. That is straight up. They have the worst match.
Second thing is, if they do win, they may be an asterisk. They may be Tuukka Rask won a championship, but it was...
He had to have a 7 week mental break in order to do... You know what I mean? That's what the storyline, the narrative is going to be. Always.
It's all two-sided. The break's not going to help them, or B, they
and
want
you know
it
what?
All.
We're not even close to that point.
Yep, we're not, but hey, this is the thing that was presented to us.
Agreed.
We need to talk about it, and we can bet on it.
Can we crap on the NBA for a minute?
Yes, go ahead.
What the hell are you doing? I mean, let's get the games going. The NHL figured out how to do this before you? Embarrassing. Embarrassing. You're supposed to be the up-and-coming league in the world. Everyone's paying attention to you. What did I say last week, Joe? They're the woke league. They have to do everything by the woke standards. Take the most precautions because everyone's a scared little B-boy over there, right?
Mm.
That is how I feel about the NBA. You guys suck. You guys couldn't get this going. You guys couldn't figure this out. I mean, what is going on? Come on. Just get this going. It's not that hard. Listen, I know we have to take precautions. I understand the times we're in right now. Figure this out. We're playing basketball. You don't need to be, you know, training for months on end to get going. If everyone's back by June 1st, play the games by June 22nd. I don't need a month and a half of training camp so I can play some basketball games. I mean, come on, man.
Well, they got to move them to a bubble, Dan.
Okay, fine. Then start July 1st. I mean, if you need a whole month, if you really need a whole month, start July 1st, okay? You have had weeks to figure this out. The NHL and the MLB are going to start before you. That's embarrassing.
It is.
It's embarrassing.
But, you know, they're going to be in Disney World, and they're all going to be all quarantined in one place and all, you know, they're not worried about if anybody leaves or
comes back. If the NBA doesn't start till the end of July, the NHL will have started, the MLB will have started, and they will have missed a massive, massive opportunity, a massive window. It's embarrassing.
7:15, Tucker, has usually been the Dan Lifshad's hot take of the day.
I don't know. I had a hot take, I believe, pre-show.
Yeah, we did. he did. But I, 1 week was, I believe the quote was, they suck. What was the quote? Oh, he's got it. He's got him. We'll work on him. I think 7:15 on a Saturday morning is the Lifshad something sucks of the day. Cause yeah, 2 weeks ago was a good one. I think you said something to the likes of, I'll punch you in the face. They suck or something like that.
So, I mean, we talked about McDermott last week and how everyone's praising him for being an elite coach, but he got pants by Bill O'Brien in the playoffs. I mean, again, when Sean McDermott wins, you know, a playoff game, everyone can take their pants off and start calling him a good coach. Okay. That's how I feel about the NBA. You guys suck.
Okay, that's today.
I've heard so many people praise Sean McDermott. That guy got pants by Bill O'Brien. Sean McDermott, you suck. Everyone who tells me the Steelers were good, they lost to RG3 in a century of playoff game. Go bleep yourself. They sucked.
There you go. There we go.
And I agree with all three of those takes. I'm not surprised with that.
I mean, they want promos, right? That's what they're looking for?
Yeah.
There's three of them right there.
All three of those takes I agree with.
The 7:15 Lifshad something sucks of the day. Let's get it sponsored. Who's out there? Let's get it sponsored.
I don't know if Sean McDermott might sponsor it, though, but Sean, if you want to, phone number 617-779-0985.
Yeah.
You can tell us why your bills don't suck.
What do you think, Tucker? You think we can get that thing sponsored?
Maybe a vacuum company.
Oh, yeah.
The suck it.
Yeah.
can we call David Wallace?
Yeah. Maybe that pimple suck it remover blackhead thing.
What?
Maybe no, you haven't seen that?
No. Have you?
Yes.
Apparently.
You guys never watched like pimple popping or anything?
No.
What do you do?
Yeah, there's this little sucker that if you like put it up to your nose, it gets all the blackheads. Yeah.
Oh
yeah?
It's like all a right. Bure strip, but a sucker.
I've never done that.
Well, listen,
have you done that?
The more you know. We got the odds for the NBA.
I never got an answer. Did you do that before?
I've done a Bure strip before.
Okay, that's different.
And who hasn't? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever got a pedicure?
No.
Yeah, try.
Do I?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's something you should try. All right, we have the odds. We actually have odds. And we're going to talk about it. And don't forget, we have the match. How do I make a golf swing? No. How do we? What's a good golf sounder?
I can't do it. Don't ask.
If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You're blowing money fast on the side. Catch up. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping.
All right, it's the DraftKings Over-Under Show. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshad. We're very awake for 7 o'clock in the morning. I gotta tell you. The discussion's off the air. Woo!
Agreed.
Woof! 617-779-0985. That's the phone number. Hey, you want to talk about anything? Anything at all. Just no problems. I don't know, can't take your problems today. No problems today. Just betting. We'll get into the match in a little bit because I know everyone's going to talk about it. And Hardy will be here. So he'll have that for you as well.
I mean, he nailed last week, didn't he?
Yeah, but it came down to the final.
W is a W, baby.
That's right. Doesn't matter who wins or loses. It's all about making money.
Yep.
It's true. I'm going to put that on a T-shirt.
Although I think he did lose the longest drive.
Was it Wolf?
I think it was Wolf. I'm pretty sure it was Wolf who hit the longest drive.
Yeah. Quickly, odds, NHL odds. So I'm going to fade the Bruins. So who are we going with? Are the Bruins the favorite, by the way, or is it Tampa Bay?
So I don't actually have the odds in front of me. I can try and pull them up.
I think it was Tampa Bay.
So I have not seen them listed anywhere.
I'll get them.
In terms of, you're talking about the actual series odds, right?
No, not series, just in general.
Okay.
NHL, like Stanley Cup odds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'll get them, but last I checked, I think it was Tampa Bay was the favorite to win it all. And of course, at our lovely Town Fair Tire studio,
everything is blocked.
It's very hard to get the odds. But yes, last I checked, it was, yep.
All right, I got it for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We got, and of course, I can't see because Odd Shark is doing the stupid advertising thing they got over. Okay. So we got the Bruins are the favorite at plus 650.
650, that's good odds.
I think that that's incredible.
No, I mean, just 650 is a lot of money. I thought it would be like 300, 400.
No. I think 650 is garbage to try and pick out of a 2014.
Well, all right, let's comparing sports. What are the Chiefs to win it right now?
Yeah, but their season hasn't played.
No, I know, but what are they, though?
I'd probably like 650-ish.
Yeah, you're right. The season hasn't started, so. Yeah, something that's in season. Yeah,
but remember, you're picking 1 out of 24 at this point. So you're not picking 1 out of 16. So that's a huge difference to me.
It's a good conversation point.
Yeah, the Bruins to win the Stanley Cup is, yikes. I would not take it as of right now. We got the Avs and the Lightning and the Golden Knights all plus 700. So right behind the Bruins.
Avalanche, I think, are legit contenders to win it all.
I agree. I think they're going to be a dangerous playoff team. The Lightning, we know all about their struggles. Behind the Golden Knights, the next team, the Flyers plus 800. We nailed that one. Flyers up-and-coming team this year have been significantly better. Nailed that. Behind them, the St. Louis Blues at 10-1. Then after that, you started having a drop-off. You have the Capitals at 14-1, the Penguins at 15-1. The Stars, the Predators, and the Maple Leafs at 18-1. The Oilers at 20-1. The Canucks at 33. Flames and the Hurricanes at 40-1. The Coyotes, Wild, Jets at 50-1. The Panthers, Islanders, Rangers at 66-1.
Yikes.
The Columbus Blue Jackets at 10-1. Sorry, 100-1, whatever it is. Chicago Blackhawks plus 25,000. And the Canadiens plus 100,000.
It's funny when you look at that. I'm like looking at all the odds. Like the Canadians have worse odds than Buffalo, who won't even be in it, and Anaheim also has better odds than the Panthers and Blackhawks, and they're not in it. I thought that was very interesting.
Very interesting
To throw it in there. So I mean, to me, I don't think the Blues will win it again. I don't. I like Colorado out of the West just right off the bat. Vegas going back could be something. Boston and Tampa Bay, though, they're probably your two favorites. But for me, I can't go with a front runner, man. I can't do it.
So, I mean, if I'm looking for value, just as a pure value.
What Capitals?
I'd go Calgary. 40-1. Really, really good team last year. They got in that battle with Colorado.
And they have that 8-9 seed.
I think that they are a team that could surprise a lot of people.
What about Dallas?
The NHL is the least square.
What about Dallas?
All those teams.
Dallas is going to get a bye. They're young.
I don't know
how these teams are going to bounce back after this.
They have the goalie. I'd say right now it's extremely hard to pick a Stanley Cup winner, in my opinion. I think there's value in Calgary. I think 40-1 is a really legitimately good bet. I think if you're looking for a real winner, Joe, like if you want to pick someone who can really win, I'm looking to maybe find some Colorado odds, maybe some Nashville or Dallas odds.
No Eastern Conference, huh?
I don't think the Bruins are going to win it. I don't think that. I mean, the break honestly helps the Bruins more than most teams. those older players need a break. But
you think the where they land,
it also takes them longer to start up. Yeah. So I think that is
what was Toronto real quick because that was my pick.
Toronto, in terms of odds, is 18-1.
I'd ride that.
I don't think it's terrible. I don't like it.
Yep.
Defensively,
plus, they got to win. They got to win two. They got to get in. They got to beat the Bruins and then somehow probably play what?
They got
Lightning?
Columbus and then the Bruins. Yeah. And then probably the. I mean, they have such a hard road.
That's a hard road.
Yeah. It feels extremely unlikely at this point.
Well, just wanted to throw some odds out there for you. Dan thinks the NBA was behind the NHL, which I agree on. They have been very transparent, which hasn't been always a great thing.
Being transparent doesn't necessarily mean you're smart. It just means you're...
I like the idea of them practicing in June. Spencer Dinwiddie of the Nets recently posted that they can be practicing in June. Keith Smith is this all this stuff, if you go to his Twitter page, about it being in Disney and that it's going to look like, at least at the they're going to finish the season, which, you think the Golden State Warriors want to show up? Anyways, but they'll finish the season off, and it's going to look like the NBA Summer League at first. So it's just going to be like games at like 12, 3, 6, and then whatever. And then it will go into a playoff format. The one thing I will say to this, Dan, is what I like about it, and again, maybe some players don't come. Like, does Rudy Gobert show up? Like, I'm just curious. We know LeBron's going to be there, but I'm still curious on who plays, who doesn't. Even with the NHL, too, maybe some people don't want to come. I mean, Adam Scott's not going to play golf for seven tournaments or whatever. And I'm just saying, maybe there'll be some people who don't want to come back because of
what's happening. If you're scared to play.
And you'll get a pass.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But you'll always be known as that guy. You will always be known.
That's right. And if you get sick, you'll be known as the guy who put everyone else at risk.
Again, this is not being critical. I'm not condemning you for not playing. I'm merely saying if you do not play, you will always be known as the guy who was too scared to play during, this thing.
Yeah, and again, some people, though, might have to look at it as what's their family situation, their children, all this stuff. Etc.
There are going to be tons of guys playing with children.
I know, Dan. I know.
Everyone's family situation is different, but I don't. I'm just telling you how it's going to be. If X player plays and Y player doesn't, Y player is going to be getting that for the rest of his career.
20-second wrestling rant, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
WrestleMania happened this year. Roman Reigns is the biggest figure that in wrestling. It wasn't at WrestleMania this year.
Yeah, but he had cancer.
He got a pass because, yes. Same thing with Sami Zayn. Does not want to participate. They stripped him of the title. But they were told, you will be exempt if you don't feel safe. Wrestlers took that route. Some of them being criticized for it. But again, they were giving the out, and some of them took it. Most of them didn't. Just a little 20-second rant.
If you have an immune system, like you do, and you had cancer previously, I think that, if you don't want to participate, I don't think people should be giving you crap for that. But if you're just scared, you get the crap. I'm not saying I'm going to give it. I'm just saying if you're scared, you're going to get it. Suck it up and deal with it. Know that it's going to come your way for being scared. I'm not being critical, just telling you what's
going on. It's kind of like how Scottie Pippen looks after the Jordan documentary. Oh. It's like, one of the top 50 players of all time didn't want the final shot and would do it again and then had a back injury and didn't want to play. Anyways, if you think that the NHL got it right and the NBA hasn't yet, how do you feel about Major League Baseball? Let's do that on the other side. We have the match odds. I don't know if Dan's got anything for Bundesliga. And there is AEW tonight.
We'll probably save you all.
Oh, we got the AFC West as well.
AFC West.
Because it's there's some juicy odds in that division.
Yep.
If the Chiefs don't win. All that coming up next. It's Over Under 95.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, the DraftKings Over-Under Show. Once again, the stuff that's set off the air much better than maybe the things you'd want to hear on the air. So, Dan, baseball, quickly. You think it's going to happen?
I think it's going to happen. I think if you have a sport that's not going to happen, I'm rapidly becoming more – I'm believing more and more by day that it's going to be the NBA because they're all scared of their own shadows over there. Honestly, I believe more rapidly that the MLB and the NHL have figured out a way to do things. I think it's easier to do with the MLB because guys are socially distanced in the field as it is.
By the way, there's a vote on Tuesday. So the Players Association is meeting on Tuesday. They're unhappy with some of the the spitting the seeds, some of like those kind of things.
I mean,
they're coming back with a counteroffer. My thing is this: the owners stink in this, the players stink in this, and I feel like Rob Manfred has yet to stink in this.
I think he's trying to appease everyone.
Well, he's trying to appease the owners, I think, because they're losing the money.
Well, I think he's,
and then the players are getting the back end of it because of a 50-50 deal that was agreed upon. And now it's like, well, we're not going to make any money because there's no fans in the stands. Like, that's your fault, guys. Right. I think that's the owner's fault, by the way.
I mean, I don't know if it's their fault.
Well,
I mean,
there was a 50-50 agreement. They're trying to go against it.
Right. I mean, listen, it is what it is at this point. I think baseball will figure it out. I think they're close to figuring out, as we've kind of heard. Obviously, if the MLBPA is meeting, I think that it's going to be close. I think it's going to happen. I think they'll probably get between 80 and 100 games in. They'll figure it out.
On a betting note, I'd lean over a lot. I don't think people will be ready to go because of the lack of spring training.
Oh, I'd see it the other way. I'd say under.
Oh, you think the pitchers would be more advanced than the hitters?
Because
early in the season, I don't think it's normally like that, right?
Usually early in the season, it's like a mixture. Like, you'll get like a week where...
You think there'd be more competitive games and unders than like pitchers having...
I think it's going to take hitters a while to adjust. Because it's not hard to go out and throw a baseball. You're Justin Verlander or... one of these guys, yeah. Max Scherzer. Yeah. You're going out your throat.
But can you go six, seven innings?
But can you go, and hitting off a machine is not hitting off, a Scherzer slider. It's not remotely the same. So I think that the pitchers might be, especially the better ones, are going to be a little bit more advanced than, where the hitters are this time around.
Okay. All right. Tucker, do you have anything? The silver tuna? Any comments?
No.
Okay. Let's get into the AFC West real quick, and then we'll do the golf stuff and any Bundesliga that you have. Chiefs are the big favorite at -350. The Broncos next, followed by the Raiders, and then the Chargers. Value Broncos, right?
I think the Broncos are going to have legitimate value in their division. Listen, I think everyone's going to choose the Broncos as the sleeper in that division, right? They have...
Drew Lock.
Drew Lock, sorry about that. Drew Lock out of Missouri, who was not great his final year of college, but really looked decent at times in the NFL last year.
I think they'll have a good running game. Phillip Lindsay, obviously, was a starter, can catch out of the backfield, and then they get
Melvin Gordon.
So I think their running game will be solid with that offensive line.
That's a great tandem.
Let's not forget Noah Font. Mm-hmm. They got the other kid this year.
They got Cortland Sutton. They drafted Jerry Judy.
Jerry Judy.
They drafted KJ Hamler out of Penn State, so you're trying to hit on one of those.
I'm interested in
two.
Von Miller. Von Miller's coming off coronavirus. Can he be the pass rusher he once was? I think Derek Wolfe left that team, so defense is still going to be their big question.
Right. I mean, again, they still have a very good front seven. Chubb. They added Mike Purcell.
Yeah, Chubb is great.
The question is, it's going to be the secondary. They lose Chris Harris. They replace him with A.J. Boye. How is he going to be? Their safeties with Kareem Jackson and Simmons should be okay. I think people are going to be very high on this team, right? So, I mean, you're looking at over 7.5 wins, 8 wins. I think they could go 8-8.
I project the Raiders to be better than they were last year.
Okay.
Now, they have a lot of talent. It's just Carr.
I think
does Jacobs continue to have that progression? We see these running back like Sony Michel, good first year, right? He did rush for 900 yards last year. Let's be honest. Wasn't impressive. But Jacobs, can he play the whole season and does he take the next step? If he does, that's gonna help out big time.
Here's my problem with LA. I don't like what they did offensively in the draft. Okay. They drafted Ruggs, who I agree, we talked about it.
Speed.
They love speed.
Not experience.
I don't like it. Aguilar is a nice player. I just, they added so many wide receivers. They're trying to go wide receiver deep because they didn't have any wide receivers. So they just drafted, you know, they drafted Edwards, they drafted Ruggs. I think they drafted one other guy who I'm blank on right now. Who's the Lynn Bowden, who is probably going to play wide receiver there too. You know, they still have Renfro and Tyrell Williams. They have Darren, you know, Darren Waller. Offensively, they're good.
Don't forget Jason Witten.
Right, of course. Offensively, they're going to be good. Defensively is where they're going to struggle. Now, Max Crosby was fantastic for them.
They were surprisingly decent last year.
Defensively.
Yeah, I know. Prince of Macamora is not going to really light the lamp for you.
They added Corey Littleton. Yeah. Who's going to be nice. Listen, I think the Raiders are an okay team. I would the Raiders sitting at 7-7.5 over-under. Give me the under on the Raiders. I think you're looking still at a 5-6 win team with Derek Carr at the helm at your quarterback. If they change and they decide midseason to go to Mariota, maybe their offense changes and maybe some things can change for them. But honestly, I don't like Mariota. I think that the contract they gave him was garbage. Nathan Peterman is the third option. So,
woof.
You know, Gruden has not been able to do much with Derek Carr. I don't expect much for from the Raiders.
I wonder if you see some sort of a similar approach that Vrabel took with Mariota last year when he was in the backup role that Gruden's going to take this year with Mariota, where he comes in for a trick play here and there.
Maybe.
Yeah. And again, that's fine. But I think that if you're going to give Mariota, what is it, $10 million or whatever they gave him, you're going to give him a legitimate chance to compete for the starting job.
I agree. Yep.
And I think that they've wanted to move on from Derek Carr for a while now. And so I think that there's a legitimate chance that Mariota.
Can I give you the sleeper? It's the Chargers. Yeah, listen, I don't dislike Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor, how many years did he play at Virginia Tech, right? He was decent when he came to, Buffalo? He played at Buffalo. Yep. I think it was a playoff team.
Yep.
He's a decent option. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's not going to wow you. I think he's going to play over Herbert. Off the bat.
I mean, listen,
Believe in this kid. Like, they believe in him. Defense is very good.
I'm going to tell you this. If Justin Herbert plays it down this year, they're going to be terrible. I think Justin Herbert's going to suck in the NFL, but that's a different story, okay? Herbert was not good in big-time situations last year at Oregon. Outside of the Pac-12 championship game, I can't remember a game where I went, wow, Justin Herbert. He just wasn't good. He blew the Auburn game. There are so many inconsistencies with the game. I don't think he's ready yet to be an NFL player. He's the guy you want to bench for a year, right? So if Tyrod Taylor comes in and plays Joe, all you have to do is get the ball to Eckler, get the ball to Keenan Allen, get the ball to Mike Williams, get the ball to Hunter Henry, let them make the plays. I think that they have a chance to go over 7.5 sacks.
Yeah. And Eckler obviously has had a really good year, and they drafted Akers.
No, Akers in L.A.
LA.
The other L.A.
Sorry, the other L.A., yeah.
No, they just
so the running game, I think, Josh is going to start. Josh Kelly, there you go.
Okay, so quickly, I'll give you the over-unders each team. You tell me where you want to go. Denver, over-under 7.5.
Over.
I'm going to go under. Okay. Kansas City, over-under 11.5.
Over.
I'm going to say over. I'm going to agree. I don't love it, though. L.A. Raiders, over-under 7.5.
Under.
Under. L.A. Chargers, over-under 7.5.
Under.
Over. And I will play that one. I'm going to play. We haven't given out many plays, whatever. Over on the Chargers, I think, is going to be a play for me. I do. I think that they are a good enough team to win 8 games and go 8-8. Tyrod Taylor is a good enough quarterback in that division. I still think Denver is going to struggle with Locke at points. I think that they could. I mean, they might be an 8-8 team, too, but the division will be more competitive, Joe.
Okay.
There you go.
We have the match odds next. Stay tuned for that. And also, Hardy has the golf show coming up at 8 o'clock. You're listening to 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, wrapping up the show here. Dan, I know we got some odds on the match. Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady. What do you got for offshore bets.
All right, let's see. Peyton Manning or Tom Brady football highlight shown first. Manning -130, Brady -110. So, books are cleaning up there.
Give me Brady.
Brady wearing a TB12 hat. We talked about that one on Thursday.
Yeah, it's at -400 now.
Yeah, it was -150.
That's a layup.
Yeah, I agree.
But would you put $4,000 to win a G-note on that, though?
It's a lot. Any player says deflate, +235.
Yes.
Any player says Gronk, -165.
Okay, that's happening.
Any player says Omaha, +220.
Yes, 220?
Yes, 220.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. Any player spikes a football, +434.
Ooh, are they going to bring a football to a golf course?
Any player spikes a golf ball, +345.
Okay, in on that.
Phil Mickelson has been known to bring a football out on the course with him before. He's actually got a decent arm.
Really? Is this like for cardio?
And he's a righty. He's a decent athlete. Mickelson is.
Lefty golfer, righty throw?
Correct.
Okay. I would consider myself the same, but I would never call myself.
Sorry to hone in.
But
as somebody eloquently pointed out, spiking the football could happen because Mickelson, has football. Spiking a golf ball, no, that's not a thing.
Okay.
If someone did, you're also betting that someone is going to spike a golf ball for the first time in the history of spiking things and golf balls.
Unless Gronk shows up and they
and then fix the
that.
Ball mark
Jesus
after.
Jones, please no.
How about Brady snaps the ball to Mickelson? Mickelson puts it down and then hits it, like snapping it back to the golfer.
+10 billion.
Yeah, I'm okay. Just gonna say no.
Any other superlative odds there?
You're turning Brady into Dan Colton.
there were some odds yesterday. Sure, on a book yesterday that Tom Brady would complete one birdie by course standards, and it was -150. No, and I was like, I asked a few people. I was like, this has got to be, the biggest no. Of
well, since a par
right.
five, can he get it?
There's not. So pretty much, I was told that there's no. Hardy, you might be able to give me a better answer on this. The odds that Tom Brady could get a birdie by course standards, not whatever. Is there any chance?
Like, not a team
without a
birdie
handicap.
Or I don't think they're given strokes in any of these matches. So if Tom Brady is just going to make birdie on any hole.
Right.
Oh, I think that's very possible.
Without handicap.
Yeah, of course. If he's a legit 8 handicap, yeah, he's good for a couple of birdies around. I'm not saying it's a dead solid lock, but it's well within the realm of possibility. I would dare say probability.
Interesting. So the golf handicappers I talked to said no shot. It is the easiest bet you'll ever make in your life.
See, I think Tom and Peyton are playing from forward tees. I don't think they're going to push them back with where Tiger and Phil are teeing off from. So at Tiger's home course, as tough as it may be, if they're playing up from the tees that, I would prefer to play from, your par fours, could very well be, a reasonable length, 350 to 425, something like that. If Tom Brady cracks one out there at 270, leaves himself 130 yards into the hole, puts a good move on a pitching wedge, and drains a 12-footer, is that ridiculous to think he's going to do that?
It's interesting. I'm happy I didn't bet it.
I'm sorry to dip into your showtime here, Hardy. Quickly. Will Tiger Woods wear a red shirt? I'm fading it. So I'm going no +350.
It is Sunday.
Sunday red, yeah.
Sunday red.
I think it's a given he's wearing red.
Yeah, I'm
fading it.
Yeah, you're gonna lose that.
I don't want to. I'm gonna put $25 on it. Will there be a hole in one +900? Yes.
No.
I'm gonna put $25 on that.
Okay. Give me the $25, and seriously, you and I will go out for lunch as soon as the ban lifts. Seriously, give it to me right now.
Try it.
Why are you burning?
Give it to me.
Burning your money.
Give it to me right now.
I'm trying.
Give it to me. Give me the money.
We'll hold it.
Give me your money.
We'll hold
if you're
it
throwing it away, give it to me. I'll buy you a cup of coffee. I'll buy my kids McDonald's on the way home from the show today. If you put a dollar on there being a hole in one tomorrow,
with $9,
seriously, our friendship will go down 23%.
Don't do it, Joe.
Will hole number 18 be played tomorrow?
What?
Yeah, that's a prop bet.
No, somebody will close out the match before. Although they've got it, not by match standards. They might keep going because I think they've given them a 5-hour block of network time on TNT.
Advertising and stuff.
So they may play the 18th, but I don't think it'll be for the match. I think someone will close out the match before that.
Okay, and finally, Dan, any odds? Woods, Manning, -225. Mickelson, Brady, your winner.
+175. Hardy, who you got?
Same here.
Who you got?
He'll save it.
You want to save it? You can save it.
I'll save that, okay. And Dan was absolutely right. I picked the winner from last weekend, and Matt Wolf blew me away, and literally everyone else.
Yeah, we had it.
Dude, that was crazy.
That guy, I mean, I knew a little bit about him. I've seen his move. I've watched, like, the videos, like, dissecting his swing. He is a phenom. That guy can drive. Oh my God!
That's really
some crazy explosive power off the tee. That guy is not messing around.
All right, Hardy is here. He's got all your golf stuff with the Golf Show coming up next. I'm here tomorrow, 10 to 1 o'clock. I'll be your pregame show for the big match tomorrow here. For Tucker Silva, Dan Lifshatz, I'm Joe Meyer. We're back next week. It's the DraftKings Over Under Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.